Disruptive Technology Minute brought to you by Siyata Mobile, a company bringing Israel's cutting-edge R&D innovations to the critical world of first responder communications. The 9/11 tragedy exposed tremendous shortfalls in the 70-year-old system of two-way radios used by first responders. The U.S. government stepped in and created a nationwide cellular system called FirstNet, managed by AT&T. Siyata Mobile has the only dedicated in-vehicle device that is certified FirstNet ready. In total, Siyata Mobile has three distinct and complementary product categories demonstrating many advantages over the competition: in-vehicle devices, rugged handsets, and much-needed cellular boosters. It's time to follow the progress of Siyata Mobile. This disruptive technology minute has been brought to you by Siyata Mobile. NASDAQ trading symbol SYTA. Web address siyatamobile.com. That's SIYATAmobile.com. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, and I welcome a man who's going to take me on a school bus ride, critical school bus ride, to learn how it is that school children can be kept safe with instant communication between the school bus driver and first responders. Mark Seelenfreund. He's the founder and CEO of Siyata Mobile Incorporated. The system in place in a video that you are all welcome to enjoy is called Uniden 350, UV350. It is a push-to-talk system. Why do we need this? Well, here's why. Mark, a very good evening to you. You're in Palm Beach, Florida. You're a school bus driver, and you have a critical cargo. Every school bus driver has a critical cargo. You need to go to the neighboring county for a soccer game. Before your system, what happened? How could that bus driver communicate with school?
Well, first of all, thanks, John, for having me on your show. For the past 50 years, school bus drivers have been using two-way radio systems made by companies like Motorola or Kenwood, and that was the way that they were able to communicate both with their dispatch and with other bus drivers and with, you know, other people that they wanted to be able to communicate with. That system, one of the major problems of it is that it's limited to a very specific area. So specifically in Palm County, as you had mentioned, they were using a system that only worked in the Palm County area. So if you went from Palm County to the next county over, whether it's Miami or Aventura or any of the other areas in that area, you would not be able to have constant communication with that bus. And really what you would be able to do is only speak in the Palm Beach area. With our system, we allow you to have everything over a cellular network. You can do the exact same thing that you were doing with a two-way radio system, only now you're doing it over a cellular system. It's something called push-to-talk over cellular. That allows you to have that bus always connected and speaking both with dispatch, other school buses, but even more, they can speak now with police, fire, ambulances, first responders. They're all on one network called FirstNet, which is part of the AT&T network. So really, we are the next generation of push-to-talk communications or radio communications all over cellular networks.
On the school bus I've watched, it looks like a little typewriter that sits on the dashboard, and it has push buttons on it, and then it has a speaker that you pull up that's corded to it. That's the whole system. Correct. Is that correct, Mark? Everything there is what I see is what you get.
Correct. That is the whole system. And what that device does, it has three main functions. First of all, it's got the keyboard that you had mentioned so you can make a regular phone call. We found that yellow school bus drivers and in general commercial vehicle drivers would like to have physical buttons to make a phone call and not necessarily be using a touchscreen. So we put physical buttons on the device. Besides that, it has a touchscreen device and it's Android-based, which allows you to have applications. So you can have fleet management applications, you can have navigation, you can have everything in one device. It's Android-based and you can have any Android application on the device. And then third, you've got that device that you'd said the speaker is called an RSM, and that allows you to have push-to-talk similar to a radio system. So our device is all-encompassing. It allows you to make regular cellular phone calls. You can have data sessions and have applications, and you can also do push-to-talk over cellular. So really, it's a very multifunctional device and very, very strategic for commercial vehicles.
Why do we need this? Is there one solution fits all in the country, or do all municipalities have a different direction for communicating between their first responders?
So historically, and we saw this in 9/11, the problem was is that there were multiple types of networks and solutions, and various first responders couldn't speak to each other. That was a very big problem in 9/11. Now the government is trying to standardize on one system, and as I said, it's all cellular based through this network called FirstNet, which allows everybody to be on the same system. And we believe that in the years to come, you'll see more and more municipalities, first responders, and also, you know, first responders are not just police, fire, and ambulance. It's also waste management. It's also utilities, right? So this will allow all of the various first responders to speak to each other, and it'll be much more efficient to be on one network that they can all be in touch with each other at the same time.
There are several versions of this. I'm looking at the in-vehicle device. There's also a handset that looks like a very, very complicated mobile phone, I think, at my first glance. I don't want to have one in front of me. The handset would be for first responders who are not in a vehicle. They're wandering around looking to rescue somebody. Is that correct, Mark?
Correct. So we are the only company that makes both handheld devices and commercial vehicle devices that run on push-to-talk over cellular. Specifically, the handheld devices are there to replace radios, and it's not just for first responders. Of course, it's also for first responders, but it's also for construction companies, security guards, utilities, retail, hospitality, any environment that right now is using two-way radios. We can now replace those two-way radios with push-to-talk over cellular devices. So I don't have to tell you that, you know, we're going after a very, very large-scale market. There are millions of people just in the United States that are right now using radio technology. Our goal is to replace those radio devices with next generation push to talk over cellular devices. And our goal is to be a leader in that space.
Mark, 9/11 was 20 years ago. Have we had no solution for 20 years? Is that correct?
This solution of push to talk over cellular has been around for the past 2 or 3 years. It's still in infancy. FirstNet only has about 3 million subscribers right now on their network. So there's a lot of room to grow. And we believe that this is a very growing market and a very big opportunity for us. And as you said before, to have everybody on one network, to have first responders, yellow school bus drivers, utilities, waste management, all on one network that they can speak to each other, that is the way of the future. So we have sort of sided with cellular operators that are pushing this technology because we believe that that's where the future is. And we think that it's going to be a very nice market for us to go into and continue growing the company in.
Is this your product, the tablets as well, Mark, and the cellular booster? Is that your product?
So we make cellular boosters, which is an accessory of our product. So think about if you're a yellow school bus driver and you're driving in a more rural area, you would then put our cellular booster together with that with our UV350 device. That will allow you to have better coverage also in rural areas. So, you know, we also make these cellular boosters. We make them specifically for FirstNet and for AT&T, and that's part of our overall solution.
And the solution, when you speak to first responders, people who have experience in the field, what are their comments about a system that works everywhere?
On one hand, they're very excited. On the other hand, it's a process. To be very honest, first responders have been using two-way radio systems for 50 years.
Right.
So to go and replace that and put in a next generation cellular based product is not trivial. Therefore, the traction takes time. Having said that, the need to have better communications across various municipalities and first responders is very clear to them. And therefore, you can see that gradually this market is growing and growing. All of the research reports and all the analysts are saying that this part of the market is going to grow much, much faster than the radio market. And we believe that that's where the market is going, because clearly to have one united, unified communication protocol that everybody can speak on at the same time is going to be better than having different types of protocols that are not interconnected.
Having watched that school bus driver, I would want every school bus in America to have one of these.
Well, for school bus drivers, it's almost a no-brainer, just because, you know, if you're a school bus, and as I said before, you want to be able to drive across different counties in Florida or in other places across the United States, so that the school bus driver who's taking the most valuable cargo with him, which are kids, always connected, and that he shouldn't have to pull his bus over to the side of the road and use his cell phone, right? So instead of using a radio system, of course it will make sense to use a push-to-talk over cellular system. And we believe that that's where the market is going to go ultimately. And as you know, there are literally hundreds of thousands of just yellow school buses, and that's a very big market that we're going after.
Mark Seelenfreund, he's the founder and CEO of Siyata Mobile Incorporated, traded on the NASDAQ at SYTA. The web address is siyatamobile.com. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Disruptive Technology Minute brought to you by Siyata Mobile, a company bringing Israel's cutting-edge R&D innovations to the critical world of first responder communications. The 9/11 tragedy exposed tremendous shortfalls in the 70-year-old system of two-way radios used by first responders. The U.S. government stepped in and created a nationwide cellular system called FirstNet, managed by AT&T. Siyata Mobile has the only dedicated in-vehicle device that is certified FirstNet-ready. In total, Siyata Mobile has three distinct and complementary product categories demonstrating many advantages over the competition: in-vehicle devices, rugged handsets, and much-needed cellular boosters. It's time to follow the progress of Siyata Mobile. This disruptive technology minute has been brought to you by Siyata Mobile. NASDAQ trading symbol SYTA. Web address siyatamobile.com. That's SIYATA mobile.com. The preceding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.